Hello, hello, hello. This is Frida here, and I'm in my backyard in Anaheim in Southern California, the USA. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? Listen. That is called rain. Rain in Southern California, and you know if it rains in April, it brings Mayflowers. I'm out here. I just realized that the wind might be blowing and making a terrible noise, and that all of this plastic came off my chair. You know, my gazebo chairs. I'm under the gazebo out back. And it definitely, plastic cloth thing is not working. Oh well, I'm surprised it didn't get that wet. Let's see, if I put this on it, maybe that'll work. There we go. Oh, yes, life is good. Life is good in the big city. Okay, I'm just talking to you and covering up my chair so I don't get wet. There we go. Because when you come to visit, I don't want you sitting down and getting your rear end all wet. No. Okay. Let's see now. I'm walking around. It's kind of died down a little bit. Let's go out here in the rain. We're walking around with my iPhone in the rain. I would call this more like mist at the moment. Oh my gosh. My strawberries have got flowers on them. Okay, I will take that picture of that strawberry right there with flowers on them and drops on the leaves, and put that as my head picture here on Audioboo. You know, the reason that rain is so much better than the water that comes out of your tap for plants is because, first of all, the rainwater doesn't have all the salts in them like the water that comes out of your taps do. And all of that salt is not really a favorite thing of the plant. So when it rains, the oxygenated water that comes from the sky cannot be beat. Oh, I'm over here by my tomato plants, and they are happy. You know how to tell if a plant is happy? The way you tell is that, you know, you water it with regular water from your tap, and you might forget a water, and all of a sudden it just like puts its head down, and its leaves are just at the very tips of them are sort of turned down a little bit, and you know, it's just, you can just feel it. They're going, oh, I'm like straining right now. And then you put compost down, and you put some rain down. Well, somebody else puts the rain down, but the rain comes down on the plants, and all of a sudden you can see the size of the leaves and the tips of the leaves kind of turn up and face the sky. And then after, when the sun comes out, I know I can see what's going to happen. When the sun comes out, they like reach up to the sun, and you can really, if you have been living with plants like I have 24 hours a day for the last couple years when I really got into it again, you can just sense, what was that? That's the bad part of rain and wind. Something fell down. Anyway, you can really sense how a plant can feel. So, I know it sounds crazy to people who don't understand, but piece of glass that is not good for my table. I broke the little edge of my table. That was not good. Well, it could be worse, I guess. Might as well move on. So, is this even recording now? Oh yeah, 4 minutes. Welcome to my rainy backyard in Southern California, and then when the sun comes out, it is going to be awesome. So that's how to tell a plant is happy. And on these rare occasions of rain in Southern California, I just tend to get extremely excited. So I guess I'm a weather junkie. I just want some once in a while. Oh, that didn't sound good. Okay, bye.